For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman continue to battle it out. One presidential tweet suggested Mark Burnett, the Apprentice producer, told him there was no outtake of him using the N-word on the set. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
I can't guarantee anything, but I can tell you that the president addressed this question directly.
Omarosa's hiring was questioned last year since she was considered a villain in the Trump Apprentice realm. Sanders insists that lingering questions about her integrity led to the chief of staff firing her.
General Kelly came on and he voiced concerns that this individual didn't have the best interests of the White House and the president and the country at heart.
Sanders did concur with a tweet that President Trump asked Kelly to try and work their differences out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A firefighter from Utah was injured battling the historic Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California. This is the sixth firefighter killed in the California wildfires. Overall, the 10th person to die. The Mendocino Complex fire is roughly 350,000 acres. The Carr fire is well over 200,000 acres, and the Ferguson fire is close to 100,000 acres. In London, counterterrorism police are carrying out searches in central England after a car smashed into barriers outside the Houses of Parliament. Deborah Paddo was there.
The British are very stoic, so it was kind of on with business soon after the attack occurred. But there have been a spate of attacks. In fact, 18 months ago, not far from where this attack took place, there was another one on Westminster Bridge.
Police say the 29-year-old driver, a UK national, has been arrested on suspicion of preparing a terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Investigators have added another tool in their search for a missing Iowa woman. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
It's been almost a month since University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts went missing in Brooklyn, Iowa. Providing an update on the investigation Monday, Mitch Morvet with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said members of the public can now go online to submit anonymous tips about the case.
The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation has formed a task force with the Poweshiek County Sheriff's Office and the FBI to investigate the disappearance of Molly Tibbetts almost 4 weeks ago.
The site is at fundingmolly.iowa.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man best known as Stormy Daniels' lawyer is considering a run for the White House in 2020, and he's released a document already concerning how he stands on the issues. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Having recently visited early voting Iowa to test the waters, Michael Avenatti says in a new policy document that he supports a basic Medicare plan for all Americans with an option to purchase additional coverage. He backs a path to citizenship for young immigrants brought here as children, known as Dreamers. He also wants to see a national paid family leave program, and he says marijuana should be decriminalized at the federal level. So-called assault weapons should be banned, and the United States should rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.